Close your eyes. Just take some good long deep in and out breaths. Where do you feel the breathing in the body? Focus your attention there. And watch it for a while. And if long breathing continues to feel good, keep it up. If it gets tiresome or you don't like it, you can change to anything you like. Short, fast, slow, heavy, light, deep, shallow. Then keep watch over your mind to stay, make sure that it stays here. When we do good, we have to depend on ourselves. As the Buddha said, atta yatano nato. The self is its own mainstay. To be your own mainstay, you have to develop good qualities in the mind. This is what we're doing as we meditate. We're developing qualities like mindfulness, the ability to keep something in mind, alertness, the ability to know what you're doing while you're doing it, and then ardency. The desire to do this well. Because the mind can settle down with a sense of well-being in the body. It's in a solid place. When the mind is a good, solid, confident place, it's a lot easier to do what's right. All too often we know the right thing to do, but sometimes we just don't have the strength to do it. Or don't have the inclination to do it. Because we're tired, we're frustrated, got all kinds of other emotions coming into the mind. So you need to clear things out. You think of the breath clearing things out inside the body, inside the mind. The whole body's breathing in, the whole body's breathing out. It puts you in a much better position. The body feels good, it feels nourished by the breath. You feel at ease. You can think of all the little patterns of tension through your body and think of them relaxing, dissolving away. You can put yourself in a good space. From that good space, then you can decide, what do I need to do? As you go through the day, try to come from this good space as much as you can, because you can focus on the breath anytime. You don't have to sit here with your eyes closed in the monastery. You can be anywhere doing anything. You can still be aware of the breath and still dissolve any patterns of tension away in the body. It feels like the whole body's breathing in, the whole body's breathing out. And you feel at home, you feel strongly supported. And the mind has a good support like this, and it's much more likely to do what it knows is right. We know that breaking the precepts is wrong, but sometimes we break them for who knows what reason. But when the mind is really solid like this, then you look at your actions and you realize there's no real need to break the precepts. There's no real need to do anything unskillful, or even to think anything unskillful. Thoughts may come up, but you don't have to get involved with them. That way you're coming from a better place. And when you come from a good place, your actions, your thoughts, your words, your deeds are much more likely to be good for you, good for others. This is how you protect yourself, by developing more and more mindfulness and heedfulness, using them to create a sense of well-being inside. So the good things the good things you know you need to do, you're able to do them. You benefit, the people around you benefit as well. So as you provide yourself with protection like this, you're helping to protect others. As the world lives by examples, you can set a good example for the world. Whether they follow your example or not, that's up to them. But as long as you're setting a good example, you know that you're doing what you can. The world needs more people like this, people who are coming from a solid place inside. So try to develop this as you sit here with your eyes closed. And then learn how to take these skills with you as you go. That way we provide protection wherever you go as well.